Good afternoon. I know it's my first time speaking with you all. I wanted to say how thankful I am to Coach Harbs and the Raven organization for having me here to be a part of this this team with the defensive line and a special group. So whichever questions you have, ready to take them. So I've been in a good situation in college. I've been a part of, you know, some really good defense with some really good defensive mind coach. So it'd take, like, you know, a special place like this to get your interest to pull you away. You know, a defensive rich program like this, you have to try. You know what I mean? And I know the process is kind of long. You know, they get to know you on and off the field, bring you in for interviews. You talk to everybody. It kind of moves kind of fast on you. But it was. I learned a lot even within the interview process with the questions they ask, and you know the defense that they run. You know you have your film and you're watching their film and you get to talk ball. So it was a real cool and educational process.
Dennis, how did you approach becoming the coach of a group that is returning all from last year, the 4-5 Ravens defensive line?
Great question. So that's a veteran group, right? And so you want to add to it, show them things that they may not know, new techniques. Eye progressions, where I want to put my hands in certain alignments, you know, just fine tune them to make them better. You know, I know some of the run stuff that we've kind of changed and improved, they've taken to it, you know, like a fish in water. So they're eager. That group wants to learn. They want to know, how can I do it better, coach? How can I do it faster? And that helps with that entire process.
Travis Jones took a step forward last year, but probably still didn't get a ton of attention for it. I mean, do you see him as a guy who could break out in a big way like Justin did last year? I mean, does he have that kind of package?
From what I've seen from Trav, he is a special human first, special man, and then a special football player, talented. And he wants it just as bad as anybody you be around. You want to talk about attention to detail? That's how he approached every day. Whether it was football school or it's been OTAs in the meetings, I think he should be, you know. He has to continue to work, which I know he will, but he'll be in that type of position, you know, to have a successful season.
Just being hired in the offseason, how quickly did you jump into the draft process? I know they invested early in a D lineman, so do you have any input on drafting a decent, and what have you seen this way?
So that's kind of like when I first started, you know, the whole draft thing. And that was the first thing that happened. You know, you're watching all these guys. But the beauty of it, I was coming from college. So I've either, like, recruited a lot of guys or watched a lot of film, crossover film. So I had a chance to really know the majority of people in the draft, luckily. But Disa is a good player. He kind of can give you power. He can give you speed. He's intelligent. He's learning the defense pretty fast. He does a good job with the group. He blends in well, and the guys are taking to him.
What is it like working with Chuck Smith?
So I've known Chuck for quite some time. I remember when his son was coming out of high school, and he brought him to camp when I was the outside linebacker coach at LSU at the time. So I've known Chuck for a minute, knowing the things that he does. Excellent pass rush coach. The guys love him. He's smart, you know, NFL player. He knows how the game goes. He's really done a great job of even, like, mentoring me, you know, how things are different from where I was in college to the NFL. You know, things, how we practice, and, you know, how some guys learn, how guys communicate. And so it's really been, like, a great team effort working with Chuck.
Yes, did you know John much before he reached out to you and said he wanted?
Not a whole lot other than what I've seen on film. And, again, like, you know that his team is going to play great defensive football. And they're going to be competitive. And that's one thing that you know, no matter where you are. If you know anything about the NFL, you know the Ravens are going to play great defense. And so I've always admired him and the entire program from afar. I'm telling the guys, you know, sometimes you get a little extra time in the season when you're in college. You turn on NFL tape, you know, to watch different stuff. And you're always turning on the Ravens tape. And so you get a chance to really see and learn and watch how they do it the right way. So, again, I've been blessed to be around a lot of great defensive coaches. And Coach Aranda, you know, one of the biggest mentors that I have. And so just the amount of football, like, I learned from him, to translate that here. It helped a lot, you know. It helped a lot in the interviewing process. It helped a lot coming out here in a D-staff because, you know, a lot of the stuff that I've learned, I mean, is coming from Coach Aranda. So, absolutely.
One more.
We ask a lot of, the Ravens ask a lot of their defensive linemen, from rushing to protections to even dropping back into coverage, just how unique of a system is being ran here with Zach Gore and company?
Zach does a tremendous job of – one, presenting the defense, you know, first to, you know, the defensive staff and then, you know, to our guys so we're all on the same page. But that's, again, what makes, you know, this place so special. You can do so much, all right, but to them, like the players, is not as little, you know, just because of, you know, maybe the word association or something like that, you know. And so the ability to do all those things, you're rushing, you're dropping, you're slanting, you're playing technique, really makes the defense, you know, goes, especially with the effort that the guys put into it to play it. I mean, when you got that type of X and O's and you have that type of effort on film, you're gonna play well like they have, you know, and we want to continue to do that and improve in the areas that we need to improve.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.